Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After all these years, they're still rocking the Stones, ladies and gentlemen. Just like me, after all these years, we're still rocking on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, if you're starting, if you're growing, if you're divesting of yourself, of your business, wherever you are on that time continuum, we've got something that can help you. You can read, you can listen to, you can watch. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Now it is 14th year, the newsletter, which our show is now in its 16th year. And for a lot of that period of time, we've been good friends with our friend Cinda Baxter. Cinda is the founder of the 350 Project, which has done a great job of helping people to be a little more aware of the local businesses, that the money they could be spending with local companies, and be a lot happier for it too, and all the good that it does for the local community. Cinda, thanks again for all the hard work you've done, for your idea. You're just a great leader in this area, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but I have to pass the kind words on to who they belong to, and that's all the small business owners who breathe life into this.
Absolutely.
Now, they're the superheroes.
They're the heroes. I agree with you. No, you're exactly right. Okay, so when one of the things that I believe when a big box comes to town, or when small businesses think that they're fighting against the big box companies, I don't think they have a right to really feel that way until they've done everything possible inside of their organization to make sure that customers have the maximum opportunity to do business with them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can't just say, once you lay eyes on the big box company, if you fall over and stick your legs up in the air and, quiver and die, that's not going to work. You don't have to do that. You can fight them with the fundamentals that people love about small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Years ago when I had a retail store of my own, a good friend gave me a piece of advice that I, to this day, believe with all my heart and soul. And he said, as a small business owner, regardless of whether you're in retail, you're a restaurateur, you're a service provider, he said there are three different kinds of a business that you can be. And that's a quality leader, a service leader, or a price leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you're really, really good at what you do, you can be two of the things, but you cannot be all three things
right, simultaneously.
And that's what big boxes are trying to do, but price leader is always their number one.
They're either
going to fall in quality or they're going to fall on service, and that's where small business owners excel.
And that's well said, Cinda. Folks, that's going to be on the test. And Cinda, I'll tell you, small businesses, I tell them this, and I'm going to tell them as long as I live, the price war is over and we lost.
Well, and the funny thing is that even the big boxes are losing at it.
Yes.
They beat themselves at their own game and are now trying to mimic a lot of the things that small business owners do when it comes to relationships and contact, and they can't do it.
They can't pull it off.
No, it's an economy of scale. There are some things that don't scale that large, and customer service is one of them.
That's exactly right. And so as a small business, you're probably not going to have the same array of products that the big companies do. And if you're a small business, you must charge more than the big box companies do, or you can't stay in business.
Right.
Because they buy it so much cheaper than you. So you've got to be able to provide them with an experience.
Mm-hmm.
That combines with a fair value price and the experience and the relationship and good products. You got to combine all those things and make that more attractive than just the low price.
Everybody
won't pay for that, Cindy. Everybody won't pay for that, but plenty of people will.
Well, and the interesting thing is when we hear everyone talk about the experience, it's actually two kinds of experience. We need to think about, the experience that a customer has when they walk in the door, whether it's really great service or it's a wonderful atmosphere. But more important, your experience as the expert when they come into
right.
your restaurant, for example, you know more about that food and that cuisine than they do, or they'd be making it at home.
Right.
You know, you're the expert, and the way that you find to share that expertise through yourself to your customers or through your staff to your customers, that right off the bat makes you a much higher number on that list of where to go than if you just sit back and wait for them to come.
Well, the other thing that I actually have a little speech that I've delivered in the past that's titled Thank Walmart. The small businesses should thank Walmart for coming to town, and of course you can imagine the faces I get when I say that, because Walmart has to have everybody to be successful. Small businesses don't have to have everybody. They only need enough people who are willing to pay their price and want the kind of extra service, the experience that you have. You might only need 100 customers. If you're a small business to be successful, they need thousands. Well, surely you can find 100 customers in your marketplace to want what you. But when you find them, Cindy, you got to love them up, don't you?
Well, and that's just it. You know, part of the secret sauce in all this, and again, it goes back to something big boxes can't do, is a big box will never ever work in tandem with another big box.
Right.
Like you'll never see a Walmart and a Target doing anything together.
Yeah.
And the 350 project focuses really heavily with merchants on breaking down some of those firewalls and teaching ourselves to work with
and
other
finding
merchants.
Symbiosis between them, right?
Yeah, a lot of cross-promotion, a lot of working together.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
When we come back, can we talk about some technology things small businesses do have to do in order to be relevant? Can we talk some of that? Hold on to that thought. Cindy Baxter and I will be right back. Don't forget, folks, The350project.net. Did I say that right, Cindy?
That's perfect.
The350project.net. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Hey, Richard, ready for the big presentation?
Yes, I am.
He's already.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.